and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest has been involved in biotech startup companies for the past 25 years, everything from running them to investing in them to taking them public and sometimes selling them to major biopharmaceutical companies. His latest venture involves a topical delivery system using compounds such as endocannabinoids, and this startup has attracted venture capital right here at home. Scott Pancoast is CEO and founder of Xylo Therapeutics, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hello, Mike.
So tell us a little bit more about the company, how it got started.
We make highly engineered sand or silica technology that we license from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine up in the New York City area. And we can load all sorts of active molecules like lidocaine, like CBD, and endocannabinoids, and curcumin. When you take these silica particles and rub them into your skin, the particles embed very quickly and effectively in the dead skin cells, and they persist there. And they will slowly, gradually release their payload over a 8 to 24-hour period, which has a lot of advantages, lidocaine being a perfect example. Normal lidocaine cream will provide about an hour, hour and a half worth of pain relief, which is why the patches have emerged. You take that same lidocaine and put it into our silica particles, rub them into the skin, you form a patch-like layer in the skin, and the lidocaine will slowly release as if it's a patch, and you'll get durable pain relief for 8+ hours. Give us an enormous advantage in the marketplace.
Nobody else has ever come up with this idea of putting a delivery system into sand?
That is correct. There have been people who've tried different things. There's these liposomes and micelles, but that's when people are trying to get them deeper into the skin. And that's not really our play here. It's really longer lasting. This all started more than 10 years ago up at Albert Einstein College, when they were trying to harness nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a gas. Our bodies make it. It is one of the most valuable molecules our bodies make. It's anti-inflammatory, it's antimicrobial, and it increases blood flow. So this is your body's first defense when you have a cut, for example. The problem is, I'm 60 years old, I now am making about 15% at most of what my body made when I was 20. And this is why a lot of the people in their 70s and 80s suffer from wound healing problems. They might have a wound that will never heal because their production of nitric oxide is so low. So we now, through the license of this technology from Albert Einstein, have harnessed nitric oxide. You load it into this highly engineered sand and rub it into your skin.
And is this something that you have been able to patent?
Yes, indeed. The folks at Albert Einstein started that patent process. We, in Greenville, we have our own lab. We hired the leading scientist from Einstein and moved him down here. He's come up with additional inventions and discoveries, if you will, and we now have two additional patents that are pending and still counting.
Well, talk a little bit about your experience raising investment capital in our state.
Yes. Well, I was concerned about that when I made the decision to locate here in Greenville, but I was quite pleasantly surprised by the availability of venture capital. Most impressed with the folks at Venture South, an affiliation of angel groups across the Carolinas. The first of these meetings that I went to was the Greenville Angel Group. There must have been 60 angels in that room. It was phenomenal. And they ended up leading the round, and they had almost $1 million themselves. That was added to by South Carolina Research Authority, and then an angel group out of Savannah, Georgia. New York City Angel, the Chemist Angel Network contributed. So we ended up with about a $2.2 million raise.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Scott Pancoast is CEO and founder of Xylo Therapeutics, and he spoke to us by phone from his company's headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.